Good morning, Charlottesville, and welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and we're glad you're with us this Saturday morning. Hope you're looking forward to the UVA game later today, I think 3:30 in the afternoon. And gosh, what a great finish last weekend's game was. We're grateful to have you here at Real Estate Matters. As you know, we kind of talk about a lot of different things over the last couple, 3 weeks. We've been talking about different types of builders, ways that you can, whether you should be refinancing or not. But this morning, we're going to take another shift in direction and show you again that real estate matters in a lot of different places around the country and here locally in Charlottesville. And we're going to be talking about the United Way Day of Caring, which is going to be happening this coming week. I do need to just tell you from the get-go that this is a wonderful event. It's been being planned, as you'll hear, for months and months, probably even since last year. The next day, things started. And the projects that will be being done on that day and the volunteers have already been put in place. And so you're going to get excited. You're going to hear things that will make you want to get involved. Quite honestly, don't show up when you hear about when it's happening and think that you're going to be able to get involved because it's about teams. It's about things that have been set up for a long time. But one of my guests may give you a chance to call her if you're interested, and she might be able to slip you in. But the United Way is an extraordinary organization here in Charlottesville. We've talked about the United Way in the past. We've talked about the way that this organization really epitomizes what Charlottesville's all about in the way that we're reaching out and trying to care for every individual that comes through the United Way's doors. And I think it's one of the reasons why Charlottesville is continually named as one of the top cities in the world or country, best places to live, best places to work, best places to retire. When you think about retiring, a lot of folks don't want to just do nothing. And the United Way has a lot of folks that are involved because they've had significant careers. They've come to Charlottesville, and they still want to give back, and they find the United Way a great place to do that. So we're going to talk about the United Way Day of Caring this morning. Larry Richardson, who was a longtime employee here with the Charlottesville Radio Group, and who this Day of Caring is actually named after, this was near and dear to his heart, and another reason why we wanted to really focus in on what's going to be happening in the next week or so in regards to projects here and around Charlottesville. And I'm fortunate to have Kim Connolly and Jessica, I've forgotten your last name, I'm sorry.
Snyder.
Jessica Snyder, who's been very much involved in the volunteer effort at United Way. And a dear friend, Pat Suri from Montague Miller. Montague Miller has been involved in this project from the very beginning, and I'll let Pat talk a little bit about that in a minute. But we're grateful you're here. And Jessica, let's talk a little bit about what's happening, when it is, the kind of things that are happening, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. Well, the Day of Caring this year is on September 21st, so this coming Wednesday. And so far, we have over 2,000 volunteers again lined up this year on 152 different teams. They're going to complete in Charlottesville and the surrounding counties over 200 projects on Wednesday. So it's a really huge effort. On average, it adds about $290,000 to the community of work done by the volunteers that day. So it's a really great event, very impactful on the community. And we will kick off this Wednesday with a great breakfast to celebrate our 20th anniversary of the Day of Caring at Albemarle Square on Wednesday morning. And that'll be a great start to the day. The teams will go out from that point and visit nonprofits and public schools all over Charlottesville, Albemarle, and a couple of the surrounding counties to make a really great impact. And we have some great things going on. Another thing we're doing this year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Day of Caring is we're hosting a school supply drive for local public school teachers. And so that will finish up at the breakfast, at the kickoff breakfast. So we'll have volunteers bringing in school supplies for teachers at local public schools. And so that's something we're really excited about as well.
Now, Kim, before we kind of talk about how this got going and what it means to the community, that's a great point in regards to school supplies. Now, we just said that folks, you know, but I'm guessing that if they wanted to go out and buy some school supplies, people could drop them off at Albemarle Square on Wednesday morning. Is that going to create a problem if they did that?
No, not at all. We can take it as much as people have. We have a box truck that will be there that morning, and we have a few teams that are collecting supplies the week leading up to it, but we'll definitely take anything. If people are interested and want to contact me with the list of supplies that our teachers locally have asked for, I'd be happy to.
And if they wanted to contact you, what would be the best way to reach you?
By email. They can get all of my contact information from beavolunteer.info.
Great, great. Well, we can kind of talk about that being like the toy lift for September.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, the toy lift, such a, you know, amazing thing. Charlottesville Sassam Square, and I just, Dave Fafar and his group just do a phenomenal job with that. So we'll do school supplies now, and you can drop them off at Albemarle Square and check in with Jessica if you're interested in knowing more about what they're actually looking for. Kim, as we talk about, you know, 20th anniversary, I mean, that's extraordinary. Talk a little bit about some of the projects that are happening, and I'm guessing there are some teams that have been involved in it. Pat, I'm guessing your folks have been involved in it from the very outset. But Kim, give us a little bit of overview of what people could expect to see happening during that day.
Yeah, that's what's amazing about the Day of Caring is the scope of projects that take place that day. And it's for any local nonprofit or school. And they range from, you know, landscaping projects. They go to schools and work on playgrounds. They paint murals on blacktops. Lots of the elementary schools have like a U.S. map on their, you know, in the playground. Those are all Day of Caring projects. And then every few years, they have to come back and kind of, you know, touch up the paint and redo them again. There's painting projects. I was at one last year at the Ronald McDonald House where they painted, you know, the living room for them. They work on Habitat for Humanity projects. SPCA, they go walk the dogs and so on. But the reason why we do the Day of Caring is to introduce people to how easy it is and how fulfilling it is to volunteer. The hope is that they get introduced to various nonprofits and they get inspired and they go back to that nonprofit and say, I want to volunteer for you on a regular basis. So the nonprofits get a much needed project done. Sometimes it's something like washing windows that they can't afford out of their budgets to pay somebody to do, but it really needs to be done. Or, you know, painting a room. So the nonprofits get projects done, completed, but then they also get introduced to a whole new group of volunteers from the community. They get to give them a tour of their facility, tell them about their mission, maybe have lunch with them, and form relationships. So it's a long-term impact, not just that one day.
Now, and I'm going to put you guys on the spot a little bit. First of all, I do have some landscaping I need done in my yard, and I do have some windows that need to be washed, but I'm guessing I don't qualify or I was too late in thinking about that. But putting you on the spot, we're talking about 2,000 people being involved in 152 teams. And then you said, you know, people going back. I'm going to guess that, I mean, how many volunteers does United Way have in that you can kind of touch base with and know that this is this many people going out on a regular basis and volunteering at some of these projects throughout the year? You have any idea?
You mean the follow-up with the agencies?
Well, not just, yeah, I mean, just like you just said, people come to this. These 2,000 people come and they're part of these projects. They get excited. They say, boy, this is great. I want to continue to be involved. So how many people outside of Day of Caring are actually volunteering at United Way at one of these many places that you all support on a regular basis? Any idea?
It's a little hard to tell. On our new Volunteer Center website, we actually can track that, but it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been around long enough so that volunteers have really been able to get used to that. But we definitely love to hear stories from nonprofits about the volunteers that stick around and continue to volunteer, but so far haven't had a really strong way to track that. But we hope to with the new website. I think we have close to 10,000 volunteers registered on our website. Over the past 10 years, that's who transferred from our previous website and people who've added to our new website. So there are tons of volunteers in the Charlottesville area. We just don't yet have a specific way to track how many.
Right. And to keep in mind that we're really the connector. The United Way Volunteer Center connects the individuals with the agencies through the website, or they can call Jessica directly and say, I want to volunteer. She can walk them through it. But it's not as if they're, you know, going to the United Way and then we are placing them out. We are just providing the opportunities and providing people with a way to go look for them. But as Jessica said, now the new website can kind of track for us, but for her to kind of keep in track of every single individual some other way would be hard to do. But, you know, that's what we do. We're doing it for the community to help the volunteers and the agencies.
Well, and the reason I ask that question is, again, with these teams already filled and the projects already in place, the extraordinary thing to me is, as I talked before we came on the show today, this is an amazing event. It is throughout not only Charlottesville but the surrounding counties. And yet when you talk to people, a lot of people, when you ask them about the United Way Day of Caring, they say, you know, what are you talking about? And they say, well, I want to get involved. But then a year goes by and they've forgotten again to kind of get themselves involved. So I think, you know, going to the beavolunteer.info and finding ways that they can get involved in something that is their passion, you know, is extraordinary. And one of the things that I think, again, makes Charlottesville such a special place. Well, we're going to take a break. Talking to Jessica Snyder and Kim Connolly from the United Way here in Charlottesville. After the break, we're going to talk to Pat Suri, who's with Montague Miller, a real estate company here in Charlottesville, and they've been active in this for a long time. And I just learned today that Carol Clark was instrumental in getting this whole thing started 20 years ago, and we'll let Pat share that story when we get back. But right now, we want you to listen in and support our sponsors, Classic Furniture and New American Mortgage. After they share their stories with you, we'll come back and talk more about the United Way of Day of Caring at WINA.com, 1070 AM. Talk to you in a bit. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. You're listening to News Radio 1070 AM here in Charlottesville. You can be listening live. Maybe some of you are at WINA.com and clicking on Listen Live. You can also follow us at Facebook.com/Real Estate Matters. And we post the podcast for this show every Tuesday so that you can listen in. Or if you hear something about this show and you want other people to know about it, you can check us out there. Or you can go to WINA.com, click on podcast, go to Real Estate Matters, and you can find an archive of all the shows that we've been airing for, gosh, now over 16 months. It's hard to believe that we've been doing this for this long. But we're glad you're here. And as I shared before the break, we're talking about the United Way Day of Caring. That's September 24th, the 20th anniversary of this wonderful event. And we've been talking with Kim Connolly and Jessica Snyder from the United Way. And now I want to kind of transition a little bit and bring in Pat Suri, who runs the downtown office for Montague Miller, very involved in the Red Cross here in Charlottesville. But today we want her to talk about the Day of Caring and what it means, because the thing that's really cool about Charlottesville is this whole volunteerism thing. And Pat, you and I, having been presidents of the local Realtor Association, we see realtors day in and day out finding ways to volunteer, finding ways to give back. And your company and what you do with this day is a classic example of that. And why don't you talk a little bit about how Carol was instrumental in this and what you guys are doing and why you do it.
Okay. As Michael mentioned, Carol, 20 years ago, started the United Way Day of Caring, working with United Way, and this is a tradition for our company. We look forward to it every year. Usually you have between 30 and 40 agents. That's agents, staff. We've got Percy Montague out there working. We've got our secretaries working, a lot of agents. So it's a great way for a company to bond, everyone together working on a project, and we look forward to it every year. One thing Michael mentioned about realtors, we'll see that at every company, that I don't think people know how much realtors work in the community. That's, you know, they live to sell the community, and it would be difficult to sell something that you didn't really believe in and didn't want to make better. And so I think that's why you find realtors are such great volunteers.
You know, it's funny, Pat, I say to folks all the time, they say, you know, what do you tell folks in regards to getting, you know, a job in real estate? And I just smile and I say, no, you don't understand. Real estate is not a job. It's a lifestyle.
That's correct.
The good news is that everybody we meet is a potential client. And sometimes the bad news is that everybody we meet is a potential client. And how do you turn it on and how do you turn it off? And because it is a lifestyle, the giving back aspect of what we do each and every day is very much a part of just how we do business. I mean, one, from the standpoint of we want to give back, too, because we want to be in a situation where we can network ourselves out and meet new people that hopefully might be interested in working with us if they're thinking about buying or selling. But the more important thing is just this whole aspect of this is just what I do. Anything I can do to make this community a better place to live means that people are going to be attracted to this community, that hopefully, you know, this challenging market that we've been experiencing and talking about on this show for a good long while now will turn itself around and be what it's been in the past. But talking about Montague Miller and you guys being involved in it from the outset, talk a little bit about what you guys are planning on doing, you know, next week and how you coordinate that and what you see happening come the 21st of September.
Well, next week we'll be spending a day at the 4-H Club, Camp Albemarle, which this is our third year in a row to be at Camp Albemarle. It's kind of close to my heart because my children, of course, going through Albemarle County Schools, went to Camp Albemarle, and as room mother, I spent a lot of time out there in that kitchen and, and working with the kids. So it's a job that I like. This is not an easy job. We go out there and we bring our rakes and we bring all of our cleaning supplies. We are cleaning all the windows. We're taking the mattresses off the beds in all the cabins, and we're scrubbing everything down. We've got people that are doing major landscaping projects out there, part of our team. So we'll have a nice, really nice day. It's good. It's usually a beautiful day. We get to get outside, and then we celebrate with a lunch. And it's a really nice day and a good break from everyday routine.
And, Kim, most of the projects, they're throughout the whole day, or they're different shorter projects? How does that work?
Some are half a day and some are a whole day. Most are in the morning, but we do have some that start in the afternoon. Because, again, keep in mind, local employers are letting their employees and encouraging them to go out of the office and volunteer for the day. So some can give up people for a whole day. Some can give them up for half a day. Sometimes teams switch off within each other. But, you know, we really want to give credit to the local employers, many, many, many of them, who encourage this as a way of giving back to their community. So it's all over the place in terms of, you know, how many hours, but 4 to 8 hour projects.
Now, Jessica, again, you know, putting you guys on the spot, I know there are a bunch of folks who have sponsored this day, whether it be the breakfast, that kind of thing. I thought it'd be fun just to give them a little bit of a shout out for the sponsors so that, you know, folks are recognized. These folks are not only maybe participating on a team, but they're also putting up money to make this a worthwhile event for everybody. So who's sponsoring this particular event?
Sure. Well, State Farm is sponsoring our kickoff breakfast this year. They are doing that again, and they have a huge group of volunteers. So they're really great. They also provide the State Farm Gospel Choir to perform at the breakfast, which is really nice. The Seminole Trail Fire Department is sending a fire truck that morning to come to the breakfast so that we can get some aerial pictures of about the 600 people that we expect to have at the breakfast that morning. We have Chick-fil-A donating a lunch to the United Way staff and our volunteers that will be at our office that day. We have
WINA,
yes,
is a sponsor.
WINA, of course, is a sponsor. Newsplex is a sponsor as well. And there are lots of other places that are giving food or renting tents. Albemarle Square Parking, or Albemarle Square Shopping Center, excuse me, is letting us use their parking lot that morning for the breakfast. So they're also really great sponsors.
And I also noticed on the dayofcaring.info, folks, that's www.dayofcaring.info website, Dunbarton Properties is
well, that's
sponsoring.
Who owns the Albemarle Square.
There you go. Okay. So a nice shout out to them as well in regards to giving you guys the space to have people, you know, sort of just invade and then head out to do the different projects. We've mentioned the different websites. If you're interested in being involved in this, obviously this year it's kind of locked out because they're already set up. But if you're interested in getting involved, don't forget that you've got the website membership. What was it again? Be a volunteer.info so that you can find out, you know, what you can do outside of this and also, you know, get your name in now to say, hey, we're interested in doing a team, because I can tell you personally from Roy Wheeler's perspective, this is a program that I think we would love to be involved in, but it just sneaks up and we didn't get it on the calendar. We didn't let you know. And so, you know, life happens and you don't do it. So, you know, I put my money where my mouth is, if you will. I'm going to go to that website and make sure that we're on the list for next year so that we get approached early and allow ourselves to get involved. Pat, from your perspective, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. What, I mean, obviously you talked about the bonding and that kind of thing, but what other things have you seen over the years that just make this something that you look forward to?
We've done an assortment of different projects. And one year we did a project called Rolling Thunder. And we were out in Louisa County, and we were building ramps, wheelchair ramps, for senior citizens. And we got to meet the people who would be using them. That just meant so much. I think a few years ago we were at a halfway house and doing landscaping, trying to make the home feel more like a home. And we were able to talk to the volunteers who worked there, the nonprofits, and really learned a lot. In fact, I did, after that, start working with them as a volunteer because I did learn a lot about their mission, and I believed in their mission.
Yeah,
we've had great times. We've been on the Ravana River cleaning up trash in canoes. We've had a couple spills. It was a lot of fun,
yeah.
But we still were able to do a lot of work. One time we took on a painting job, exterior homes, in Fluvanna and Louisa County. It ended up being a 3-day job, but we were happy to do it. We were able to meet the people, and we really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So we've had a great opportunity, and I did want to put in a plug for agents who do that too. You know, these are not employees, so they aren't being paid by anyone. When they give their time to come out there, they're giving up part of their work day and part of their paycheck, basically, because they don't have another pay source, but they still continuously go out there and do jobs for the community.
Well, it's been great to have Jessica Snyder and Kim Conley from the United Way and Pat Suri from Montague Miller talking about the United Way Day of Caring that will be happening on September 21st. I am grateful for you all coming in this morning to chat about what I think is just an extraordinary project. And I wish you guys all the best on the 21st.
Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to let us tell people about it.
Well, it's our pleasure. Folks, our time is up. We thank you for yours. We hope you have a great weekend. Go Hoos. Take care.